Hey, pay attention. You might just learn something. This is the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
Free for all Friday. What a way to wrap up the week with our good friend, RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel, back on the program. Ronna, welcome to it.
Wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me, Steve.
I'm going to go ahead and let you right off the hook from the start here. And here's how I'm going to do that. I agree with what he said. You know, the third world nations, we don't need to have open doors for third world nations. And I don't care how he said it. I'm glad somebody tells the truth. I'm glad somebody is blunt. I'm glad somebody explains that places like El Salvador and Guatemala and Honduras are the murder capitals of the world. And we might want to do a better job of looking around and doing merit-based immigration. How do you feel about it?
Well, I think the president's right to talk about merit-based immigration. And it's important to note that Canada uses merit-based immigration. The United Kingdom uses merit-based immigration. And it's because we want to bring people to this country who are going to help grow our country economically. And we also want to make sure that we're using the resources of this country to help the people who are citizens of this country that are hurting. And we know that there's a lot of people who need more resources, who are hurting. And we need to make sure that we're taking care of them first before we're bringing in people who are suffering from across the world. We have compassion for them, but we have to take care of our citizens first.
We absolutely do. And I think that after you get back past the liberal hysteria, I mean, for me personally, last night was the best single night to watch CNN since election night. It was absolutely fabulous to watch their heads explode. But when people listen to the message, okay, maybe he shouldn't have said it that way. I can allow for that. But when people realize that maybe we should be looking for better qualified immigrants if we're going to have people coming here, we're going to do that, and it's the right thing to do. And I think people, it will dawn on them. You know, maybe he didn't say it right, but I agree with what he says. And I think the overall message continues to get through.
Well, and I will say the president today said that these reports are false, that he did not say it. It was a very robust conversation. Of course, the sources are reporting that he used this specific language are on background. They're not out in the open. And the media, the mainstream media, always seems to assign the worst intentions to this president. I've worked with this president. This is somebody who's working every day to make America better for everyone. You look at his economic policies already. We have unemployment rates at their lowest for African Americans and for Hispanics in a long time. This is an economy that's rising the tide for everybody, and that's what this president's focused on. So I'm always a little suspect when I see these reports come out of private meetings of what the president said when the sources won't go in front of cameras and reveal their names. And the president, of course, today denied that these comments were made.
Yeah, that's the way it is. That's the way it's been since day one, you know, leaks of conversations with world leaders, leaks of conversations behind closed doors, leaks. And you wonder who's doing it. And I certainly hope that at some point they'll get to the bottom of it. All right. Let's look forward to 2018 because we're getting reports now that there could be a construction boom all across this country. And I was sitting down with some construction people here in Michigan over the last couple of days. They see the same thing here in Michigan. Construction crews gearing up for a big year. And gosh, that feels good.
It does. And the president has said all along that infrastructure is a huge priority for him in 2018. He wants to work in a bipartisan way. We know that our infrastructure in this country is crumbling. In Michigan, we know that better than anywhere. We need to shore up our bridges and our roads and all the other things that go into the infrastructure, our electric grids, our power grids, our water sources. We need to take care of all of that. And the president wants to do that. He wants to work with Democrats to pass an infrastructure bill. Of course, this would be great for construction. It would get jobs going, and it would also help our country.
Well, here's one of the things that the president said on the campaign trail throughout 2015 and 16, and he was mocked for it by people like CNN. He said he'd be better for minority communities because he would be better for jobs, and he would help the Black community, the Hispanic community. Well, numbers have come out this week. Unemployment in the Black community, 6.8%, the lowest it's ever been since they began doing a measurement in 1972. 4.9%, the unemployment rate for Hispanic families in this country, about as low as it's ever been. 4.1% unemployment overall. I mean, you're looking at this, plus everybody that's invested in the stock market, being 55% of America now, being retired teachers and retired firefighters. They're looking at their retirement accounts going, it's a pretty good day in America. I mean, when he said he would be good for working class families and middle class America, he was right about that too, wasn't he?
He was. And you look now at this tax cut plan, we already see over 2 million Americans that are either going to see bonuses or an increase in their wages or additional funds going into their 401k plans. This is good for all Americans. We see consumer confidence at a 17-year high. We see unemployment at a 17-year low. Our country is humming. The stock market's doing well. This is good for everyone. And President Trump, when he was businessman Trump, looked at Washington and said, we have a system that's broken, that is not utilizing the resources of this country, and our economic engine should be humming a lot better than they are right now. And I want to go to Washington and fix it. And boy, has he done that in a year by reducing the regulations that were constricting our economy and then unleashing this great potential by lowering taxes for the middle class and for corporations. And Nancy Pelosi, it was so crazy yesterday, said that $1,000 bonuses are crumbs. Let me just tell you, Nancy Pelosi, I know that you live in a mansion in California and you're a multimillionaire. $1,000 to a working class family is a lot. And that is not something to scoff at.
No,
and
it's not.
We're just going to see that get better and better throughout this year. And it's sad to see Democrats on the sidelines rooting against our economy. They should be standing up and applauding this president for the leadership he's putting forward and how much it's helping the American people.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I'm also going to say this one last thing. I'll get you to respond to this real quickly. But, you know, this whole notion that somehow 2018 November is going to be a big wave election for Democrats, I doubt it, because what is their platform? Raise taxes, open the borders, and give up guns? I don't think that sells well in Michigan and Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. I'll give you the last word.
Well, they've done nothing in the past year. You look at their accomplishment column. They've done nothing for the American people except sit on their hands in Washington and decide we're not going to work with this president because we don't like him. Well, that's not what we sent them there to do. Republicans are delivering. We're going to continue to deliver because we know what this is about. This is about the American people.
RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel, thank you as always.
Thank you, Steve.